you call him Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, Steve. 2411-0401-0049-4755.
Okay, let me pull up your file really fast. All right, is this Carlos Cathy LLC?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
You're talking to Carlos Olivas Jr.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name again? Sorry.
Olivas, O-L-I-V-A-S.
All right. And are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
Okay, 951-212-1774.
Perfect. All right, let me just confirm some of the information here on file, and then I can answer some questions. Are we still at 6745 Brockton Avenue, Riverside, California?
Yes. Yes.
All right, 92506?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, and we have an email for you?
ALLIEDOFF@AOL.com.
Okay. And how do you structure your business? Is that an LLC? It's an LLC, right?
Right.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
34 years.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Okay. Well, you know, we have many programs, so available depending on your specific needs. Let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Okay, well, I'm looking for an unsecured loan, maybe about $40,000.
About $40,000? Okay.
Yes. And that's about it.
Okay. What are you looking to do with it?
Well, I have another loan with another company, and I want to, it's a $19,000. I want to pay that off, and then I want to use the rest of the money because I need to fix up my store.
Oh, right on. Sounds like a plan.
Like our AC is going down, so I have to get a new AC in there, stuff like that.
New air conditioning, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Okay, so on this other loan, the $19,000 balance, who is that with?
Swift Capital.
Oh, Swift? Okay.
Yeah.
And, all right. How's your relationship with them? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay. And the $19,000, that's the balance that's left on it, estimated?
Right, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Is that a daily or is that a weekly or how's that?
Daily. Back?
Okay.
Or daily.
Do you know what the amount daily is?
Yeah, it's $163 or something like that.
Okay. Perfect. And do you remember what your payback was? Like, how much did you take out on that?
It was $30,000.
$30,000? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when were you looking to get it by?
Well, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm here for. All right. As soon as possible. Okay. Do you, let's see here. Now, besides the AC, what else are you going to use it for? Because I know you said some renovations. Is that the only thing you're trying to use it for, or what else could you use it for?
Yeah, I'm going to use it to buy some more product for the store.
Oh, more product, okay.
We sell office furniture and stuff like that. I want to bump up my displays.
Oh, nice. Okay, how much do you plan on making off of that? You're going to turn your inventory a couple times, or just...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, at least a couple times.
All right. Yeah. Do you know how much you expect him to make on for that? If you take out this 40?
40, I don't know. Hopefully about $100,000.
Perfect. Yeah. Nice, okay. I'm secured. So I'm just doing some hand notes here. Okay. And since you've worked with, you know, working capital loans before, so you obviously know how it works. That being said, you know, it is just a little bit more expensive than your national bank, just, you know, because it is the unsecured loan. But if it makes sense for your business to take it out and you can, you know, make money off of it, then there's, you know, it's really no brainer. How would you rate your credit? Is it a good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's good.
Good? Do you know estimation about what your score is possibly?
Oh, about close to 700.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And since the capital loans are based off of your sales, what were your sales like last year?
It was like 100, I think it was like 169 around there.
Okay. And are you on track for that this year, or are you going to beat it?
Oh, I should hit it and maybe surpass it.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I got some good orders coming through.
Good, good. Business been pretty good for you guys? Busy?
Yeah, furniture, yes. Furniture-wise, yes.
Furniture-wise, all right. You guys ever fluctuate? What's the busiest time of the year for you guys?
Oh, well, usually around the fall.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, see, one of the things I need cash for is because I'm going to get some big orders pretty soon, and I have to buy the furniture and then have to wait for them to pay me within 15, 20 days.
Okay, so you set up on net 20, so you're pretty much like a bridge loan type of thing.
Right.
Okay. Well, that sounds perfect. I mean, that makes sense. Absolutely. Have you gone to your other, your like local bank or anything? Or anybody else?
No, because no.
Okay.
Wait, do you want me to?
No, I just, one of the things I have to ask. Perfect. Okay, and just out of curiosity, do you have like a plan B? Like if this doesn't get approved or anything like that, do you have other options?
Yeah, I could go out of places, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I don't know if you know, but we also do equipment financing. I know on that flyer it probably says it there, the secured 72 months. Do you have any kind of equipment needs or anything, like any kind of either pallet jacks or forklifts or anything like that you could use?
No, we don't.
Okay. Awesome.
The reason I called you is because I got the flyer and some other gal's been calling me too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, here, let me get to this. So on that flyer, you know, you are pre-approved. What we can do is to get you some more harder numbers on what we can do for you because, you know, I'm looking at everything that you've told me with your sales and all that stuff and your good credit score here. You know, we can probably get you, you know, probably about 30 to 60, you know, anywhere in there. Now, what I always try to do is I just try to qualify you for the largest amount and the longest term possible. Were you looking for, like, a shorter term or were you looking for a longer term?
A longer term.
Longer term?
That I can pay off. That I can pay off if I have, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually encourage that just because you actually get a discount off of that. So the best way to do it is just get approved for the longest term. That way you can pay it off early. Now, do you have a monthly budget, like what you were looking for, maybe monthly as a payment?
About $1,000.
Okay. Perfect. All right, so yeah, I mean, what I can do here is I can send you an email. It'll have a list, you know, of just the small paperwork we have that we need. It's actually kind of a short list. It's just like your the one-page application, your bank statements from the last 6 months, and your recent tax return. Do you have the 2015?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, yeah. So then you can either fax it over to me or you can send it through email. Email's a little bit faster. And then that way I can get you, hopefully, you know, if you give me all the paperwork today, it might be early enough for me to get you an answer today.
I won't be able to do that because I won't be back to my office till about this afternoon. So
okay.
To do all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's no worries. As soon as you can get me that, I can get you an answer pretty fast and I can get you the money, you know, probably by the end of the week. So that's a good thing too. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay. The email, again, I just want to confirm it. It's A-L-I-E-D-O-F-F at AOL.com.
Right, huh?
Okay. Yeah, so I will actually send you that email here in about 5 minutes, and then you can either fax it or scan an email to me.
Okay, okay.
All right, Carlos, I'll be in touch. I'll give you a call tomorrow just to follow up again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carlos.
All right, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.